God, man's sake. What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. Sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, I was...
Shut up.
Well, and I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
Do you even pay attention to your own crap?
I listen to my own crap.
No, I do listen.
You're
not. You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do.
I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in Monkey Dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 52, part 3, the heavy metal episode.
The heavy metal episode, John. And who's that we're listening to right now?
Noble Stabbings is the name of the song. I don't know the band. I don't have it.
Excellent preparation.
I'll get it. I'll write it down.
I'll get it.
Here they are. The song is called Noble Stabbings. You can find it on podshow.com. Cut off your anus and stab yourself or something. I don't know.
In the face?
In the face. And then shoot yourself in the face. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, that reminds me, John.
What's that?
I was listening to Penn Radio. I'm a big fan of Penn Jillette, and I listen to his I don't listen to the radio show. I listen to the podcast.
Right, because there's
no
dumps.
I download the podcast.
There's no dumps.
Right. And he had a show on the other day, and he said he was talking about angry atheists.
Oh, I read an article about that.
Somebody wrote an editorial in the New York Times about
it was
angry
a rabbi.
Atheists. Right, and then Penn replied to that by saying the reason there are angry atheists is the same reason there are cheap Jews.
Oh my God.
Is because it's made up.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, and so whatever. But, you know, I was thinking, and Penn is one of the happier guys you're going to meet. I mean, the guy, at least on the podcast.
Yeah.
Is never down, never depressed. Of course, he only does an hour.
so you never know.
But he was, the one time he did get angry was talking about this article about angry atheists.
And you know he wanted to say, fuck you!
Right. And I started thinking about that, and I think that I, John, I am the angry atheist that they're talking about. I think they're talking about me.
I'm angry. Angry for another reason. It's not because you're an atheist or that you don't believe in the Lord Jesus
Christ. When we talk about that, I'm on the fence. Deist or atheist? I can't decide which one. If I'm ever talking to people who are religious, I'll say atheist. Just because that'll jazz up the conversation a little more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm still struggling with the two. Supreme being or no supreme being?
Right.
So I just wanted to mention that. I think I am the angry atheist that you're talking about.
Then you're the angry deist.
Yeah, the angry deist.
Because you're struggling.
Why are the deists so angry, John?
And they're the ones that started this whole Constitution bullshit, right?
Right.
Which the W is trying to sidestep at every chance.
All right, now, John, we've been on vacation, but before vacation, before we both went on vacation, we had a gig.
That's
the
right.
The first gig of the year, yeah. John, at the Beacon Tap.
Yeah.
We rocked.
And it was something. Well, except for the four power outages. But Lori showed up.
Yes.
Our listener Lori, 4-hour drive from Indiana, stayed with Erica.
Thank you so much.
Came in, and then even at the night of the gig, she was like, should I lock my door when I go back to Erica's place?
Well, so I told my wife that they might end up staying at our house, at my house.
And so what happened? Why not?
Well, because Erica told me they had a designated driver.
Oh, that's right. They did have a designated driver.
And there was
driver.
A lot of them together, so I thought, Deanna. Well, I can't put them all up.
Deanna was the designated
but I
driver.
I said, if Erica's too hammered and she drove Lori there, I would feel really bad if Erica killed one of our listeners.
Right.
So I said, you don't mind, honey, if I let the lady stay at the house. She's like, no, I don't care.
Of course not. But you found out the designated driver, Deanna.
Yeah.
Who did not drink anything.
Right.
We'd like to thank everybody for coming out there. That was it a Saturday night, John?
It's a Saturday night.
It was a Saturday night.
And we fucking rocked the house, man.
You know, I didn't think it was one of our best gigs, but there were certainly songs that were jacked up. You know what I'm saying,
yeah.
John?
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, the thing... Oh, Mr. Schmuel was there, too. The thing that really gets my goat is not having a set list. And I proved it at that gig.
Welcome
John.
To Kangaroo Court.
All right. Well, I'm going to demand a set list from now on. Because
good luck.
Here's why. Because you guys broke out into a Green Day song.
Yeah.
And I recognized it. So here's what happens for all you listeners out there. Rick just starts playing a song on his guitar. And John and I are supposed to figure it out.
Right.
Now, John, it's pretty easy to figure it out for you because you could just start playing anything as long as it's in the right beat. For me, I got to figure out what the song is, what key it's in, where do I start, where do I finish, all in the time that Rick's playing the intro. And then I got to figure out, well, when do I come in? When does John come in?
Well, that's all part of his narcissism.
And here's why we need a set list, because Rick broke into a Green Day song, and here's how my brain works. Okay, Rick's playing the guitar. He's looking at me. Okay, I need to figure out what the song is and start playing it on bass. So my mind starts to rev up.
In one measure.
The hamster starts to spin the wheel, and I say to myself, recognize the song. Recognize the song. Okay, what is the song? It's a Green Day song. Okay, I recognize it's the Green Day song.
The.
Which song is it? I'm not exactly sure, so I'm just going to start playing one of the Green Dong songs. Green Day songs
Green
that we
Dong
play.
Sings.
And I picked the wrong one, John. So you guys are playing American Idiot, and I'm playing Basket Case. so I figure that out, but it's just not professional.
I know it's not.
So I
You'll
am going to demand a set list. No.
And what are your... Okay. To demand, you have to have some sort of collateral.
Here's my collateral. So, you start playing shit that's not on the set list, and I'm just going to drop my drawers and pull my wiener out. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to stand there and demand that you say what song we're playing if it's not on the set list.
Okay.
If you're deviating from the set list. Because he tried to play another song.
Dude, we've had...
8675309. Yeah. And I'm like, what? What? If Arnold Schwarzenegger was there and he started saying, up, down, maybe I would have got it.
Well, I'll tell you, all the years, it's like 12, I've been playing with Rick. We've had a set list twice. The one time we had a set list, we drew the songs out of a hat and created the set list.
How'd that work?
Not good, because then Phil got upset because too many songs that were in the key of E were played together.
Oh, right, right.
So that started all this other controversy. So... Yeah, since then...
We usually play three sets, right?
Rick's afraid to commit.
I need some type of committal.
He's thinking that the room is... let's see how the room's going. If it's if it's a bunch of broads and they want to dance, then he's going to change it up. He's just going to change it up anyway.
So even if there is a set list, he's going to change it up.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all about feel, you know. How do I feel about singing this next song? How, you know, that's just the way he is.
All right, then.
I think I warned you about that before we even started playing in this band.
Well, I'm going
to
bring it up next practice.
Go ahead. It's
oh, that reminds me. Thursday, I can't go to practice on Thursday.
Holy shit, dude.
I have a sleep study.
Oh.
I could practice from like 7 to 8, but then I'd have to go. Oh, and the other thing about our gig, the class of 80 was there.
Yeah.
From our high school, John.
That's right.
And I got to tell you, class of 80 is not too far from us, but these people look like they were in their 60s.
I know.
What the hell happened to them?
And some of the biker fucks. The one dude that, even since high school, he still wears the same like leather vest and the chain wallet.
With the cigarette pack folded up in his arm. And his sleeve, his t-shirt sleeve, that is.
Right, that is over by there. But he had a ponytail and a beard.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, it was something else. Well, it was a lot of work putting it together, tearing it all down.
And going to White Castle.
I thought the show was great, but I'd like to say the highlight. Well, for me, it was like this. I drove the wife and kids to the airport on Thursday, and then we had practice. Then Friday I worked, and I had to work a little later because of the, it was the end of the month. And then we had the ad hoc episode. And then Saturday, I had to work Saturday.
Suck.
Take the dog with me to work. Scared the shit out of one of my employees, by the way. Because you know how Max is when somebody comes to the door?
Right.
He just flips out. And he's, you know, he's a big German Shepherd, Golden Retriever mix. He's got that deep Shepherd bark. So one of the supervisor ladies came up, you know, and opened the door to my office. Well, in front of my office, but Max was laying next to me, and I'm at my PC. And she's like, oh, my God! but it was cool. I said, hey, Max, stop it. And he stopped.
Of course.
Stop it, dog. Just like that. And he stopped. And she's like, it scared the fucking shit out of me. Sorry. But I had to bring him with me because I had to drop him off at the dog sitter.
Dog sitter, right.
Friend of ours. Right. You know? Which is all the way out in Palatine. But not the Palatine like where Rick lives. The way fucking Quinton Road and whatever.
62.
Yeah, good 50-minute drive from my work and then 40 minutes back home. So I thought, okay, I'll load up the drums real quick, and then I'll just take a nap. But that never happened.
Never took your nap.
Never got my nap. I can't remember why. But eventually ran over to the studio, and you guys were already there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Loaded the shit up, went to the Beacon, played the gig. We got done, what, about three?
Packing up and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went over to White Castle, which I gotta tell you was the fucking highlight of the night for me. That was the best goddamn meal I've had in a long time.
White Castle sliders,
and
man.
I'll tell you why. Because, you know, when I get on a plane, I don't want to feel like I need to take a shit. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to feel bloated, John.
Right, right.
Especially with all the pressure that goes on in the cabin.
Right. So, having that White Castle, I literally, within an hour of eating it, shat like 5 pounds.
Of shat?
Yeah. I felt like a new man. That stuff is literally a laxative. A delicious laxative.
It is.
It's a delicious, delightful laxative.
Economical.
Hence the name that they nicknamed it sliders.
Slides right in and out of
you, And what is that number one?
The number one.
Well, number one with cheese,
four
right?
Four cheeseburgers
right.
meal.
It was fan-fucking-tastic.
The number one. But you said you like the doubles.
Yeah, I got the doubles later. I like those. The wife picked me up some doubles.
Nice.
Not as much bread.
No.
Pure slider.
You leave Times the pickle two. On? I have to take the pickle off.
Oh, yeah.
Off.
Oh, I love the pickle.
Oh, I got to take the pickle off.
Fucking. Yeah. I love the pickle,
no
baby.
No pickle for me.
Yeah, I love it. I got to have the pickle.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
But, yeah. So, I couldn't go to sleep because I was so goddamn worried I wasn't going to hear the alarm. And, you know, we had been drinking and jamming, and you get pretty tired. So I was awake till 5 o'clock.
Ugh.
And then I had to wake up at 9 to get a shower, finish packing, and then, that's why I didn't get a nap. Saturday I was packing after the work and dropping the dog off and blah, blah, blah. And then I had to finish packing, you know, on Sunday morning because I had to get picked up by the taxi at 11:45 to make it to the airport on time for my flight.
To Arizona.
And my flight was supposed to be about 10 to 1, but it was delayed because all the goddamn rain we were having.
So how was your AZ trip?
It was great. Because I slept a lot. When I'm there, I sleep till freaking 10 o'clock every day, man.
That's nice.
The wife gives me shit. Are you ever getting up? No, I'm on vacation. What do you want me to do? Because getting up to her is stand up, go to the bathroom, walk in the kitchen, have a couple pieces of toast, go outside and sit in this fucking blazing sun for 3-4 hours. And I'm not into that. I gotta be swimming or something. And it still was a little too cold to get in the pool. So you had to wait till kind of after lunch. And then it was pretty warm. It was about 80 degrees then.
Nice.
So that's what we did just about every day, except we went to see a movie one night. And
was that Aeon Flux?
No, that was and Flux is on DVD. It was
Inside Man.
Yeah. So it was great. Yeah, good time. Except for the flight home, we were trying to get upgraded to first class, but there wasn't enough seats.
Mm.
And the kids were really digging that, and we didn't happen. But no big deal. Got home about midnight Sunday morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was hoping you were going to come home and podcast, but you never made it for some reason.
Yeah, I was supposed to come home on Sunday morning, but the wife's birthday was Sunday, and she decided she didn't want to spend her birthday by herself, so she changed our flights to Monday morning. Monday.
So I spent my birthday in Germany by myself.
We did spend the whole day with each other's and the kids.
I was with complete strangers.
I went to Orlando.
Oh,
and we. Here's how it all happened, how it all came about, John. And I have to go back 8 months to tell you how it starts. But we were at a.
Let's go back 8 months. There we go.
We were at a black tie event
in the Wayback Machine.
Cancer research. And part of this event was a silent auction, and part of that silent auction was a trip to Disney. Four, get this, John, 4 days and 3 nights.
Oh.
So we bid on it. Right, 4 days, 3 nights. On property, Disney. 2 full-day passes for 4 people. All park passes. So we bid on it. We eventually won it. And we went to plan our 4 days and 3 nights in Disney.
That's nice.
Coincidentally, the lovely wife had a conference for system auditing in Orlando. So she set it up so that we would vacation for the first half, and then me and the kids would fly home, and she would stay and do her business things.
It's hot.
So when she does call to claim the prize, John, guess what happens?
What happens?
It turns into not 4 days and 3 nights, but 3 days and 2 nights.
What?
and the all-day passes go from 1 day or 2 days to 1 day.
No way.
Yes, that must have been a printer issue, is what happened.
How can they do that? You have the documentation in your hand.
We have the damn documentation in our hand for cancer research, John.
Oh.
But no, they're going to fuck us out of that and blame it on the printer. So now, because we only have 3 days, two nights, we have to, the wife has to get another. So we were there, I'm there for 4 or 5 days. I was in 3 different hotels.
Oh my God, that sucks.
I went to Animal Kingdom the first day, and that was kind of cool. There's giraffes and crap that are outside, right outside your window.
Yeah.
It's like Jurassic Park. I was waiting for T-Rex to bust through the fence. Then we moved to the Swan, which is the Swan and the Dolphin are on property, but they're not run by Disney. They're run by somebody else.
Yeah.
And this was a very nice hotel as far as the beds were the best beds I've ever been in. King size with the big pillows.
Yeah.
Outstanding. But the location was for shit.
No shuttle?
No shuttle. You had to take a goddamn bus everywhere. So we take a bus to downtown Disney.
Yeah.
We got to make 40 stops along the way to pick up all these other lame-ass hotels that can't afford to be on property.
So you got some hairy armpits sweating in your face.
Yeah, so it takes like 50 minutes to get there and back. It was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
So I recommend not staying at the Swan. I recommend to all the people going to Disney.
Hey, you know what? I recommend don't go to fucking Disney at all.
Oh, I recommend going to Disney.
It's a waste of money.
No way. No way.
Fuck
that.
And
I'm going to tell you the positives now, John. Oh, I'm going to tell you the positives.
It sucks.
Of Disney.
I've been there twice.
Well, were you at the Grand Floridian? Stay at the Grand Floridian. That is
why?
The hotel to stay at. Because it's right outside the Magic Kingdom, and you monorail in, you monorail out.
I don't like Disney at all.
You
I think it's
jump,
a fucking...
You jump on a boat,
all
and you
they
take
do
the boat.
Is suck your money out of your wallet dry.
Yes, that's if you're not
go to
a
Disney.
Suave.
Go to Disney.
If you're not savvy like me, John.
Yeah, savvy.
Yes.
Whatever.
How
much for that Diet Coke? $7,000.
Hey,
thank you.
Forget the Diet Coke. You buy water at your hotel. That's what you do.
Oh, that's enjoyable.
So,
you just buy water.
I have a couple other recommendations. Do not buy the all park passes. And what this is you can go to every single park in 1 day. It's not goddamn possible. By the time you transfer and get on a shuttle and a bus and this and that, you can't spend any quality time at any place. You just go to go one place for 1 day. Pick Magic Kingdom 1 day. Then you pick MGM the other day. Then you pick whatever the other day. Do not do the all parks pass.
So you're saying the all parks pass is more expensive, or you never hit all the parks?
You never get your true bang for your
right,
buck, John.
Right.
Because by the time you wait 45 minutes to get on Splash Mountain and then another 30 to get on the Space Mountain,
yeah,
it's 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
so then you take a bus.
And
you go somewhere else. It's just not feasible, John.
It's unfeasible.
1 day, one park at a time, folks.
Right, right.
There you have it. And the other thing about Disney, I like their attention to detail, for one. The other thing is some of the best goddamn food I've ever had.
Come on!
Is it Disney? And it's expensive.
I don't think so.
They have two forms of food. They have their cheap, shitty food that costs an arm and a leg, or they have the very, very good food, which you got to tour your newborns to pay for the
right,
meal. You know
what
I'm saying?
Saying.
But
I've eaten at Epcot.
Oh no, Epcot! No! I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
you have not eaten good food till you've eaten at Epcot.
I've eaten at Epcot. And it was horrible. I'm going to tell you where to go, okay? I'm going to tell you to go Narcoossee's, okay? That's Narcoossee's.
Narcoossee's.
That is in the Grand Floridian. Check that out. It's seafood. It's primo, super primo good. Downtown Disney, there's a place called, I really don't know what it is, but...
Disney?
No, it's run by, it's right across from a big boat in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, check that place out. It's Italian. Outstanding. Best food I've ever had. Oh, but you're going to have to pay $16 for a glass of wine.
Oh, that's bullshit, man.
Isn't it?
That's what I'm telling you.
That's total BS.
Oh, it's the best goddamn food I ever had. The best goddamn food you ever had was at that Armenian steakhouse in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah, the French fries I had. They were great. So now, just a couple more things about Disney. I went to Disney, and then the very last hotel we stayed at was the Pacific Resort, which is on Universal's property, which is not Disney. It's Universal's.
I like Universal better anyway.
Well, we went, and this hotel is on the same level as these top-notch Disney hotels.
Yeah.
And we had more of a benefit with Universal being in association with where we were staying than we did at Disney. So economically, it was much cooler. And Universal, they pay attention to detail. Yeah. The food is good if you buy the expensive shit. And it's as cool as Disney. But there are a couple of slight differences, John.
Yeah. What's that?
Well, the crowds are different for one thing. Now, I'm gonna give you two different conversations that I overheard, and I want you to match the conversation with which park I heard it in.
Okay.
Was it Disney or was it Universal? Okay, first one. She done showed me her boyfriend's meth lab. I ain't kidding. I seen it.
Oh, my God.
I overheard that one at one of the parks, and at the other park, I heard this. Have you tried the day spa at the Grand Floridian? You must see Mushuk. She's an absolute darling.
Okay, the hillbillies are at Universal.
Right, the hillbillies at Universal.
Yeah, I know. I experienced the same thing. The wife and I went to Universal in October when they opened it up for Halloween.
Wow.
And that was fucking kick ass. And we went to Disney, and that sucked big donkey cock.
Whoa.
So I totally dug Universal, especially on around the Halloween, because they had all these haunted houses, and they had like this giant T-Rex made out of
Legos.
No, it was like a giant fire-breathing T-Rex, and they recreated the scene where the monster attacks a town, and, you know, it was in Universal, they got the old backdrops of cities and stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
And this was like an old San Francisco, and the fucking SWAT team is jumping down the wall, and there's fire, and, you know, their AK, whatever, their M16s at the big T-Rex, and... The T-Rex was like a robot T-Rex, the ones you see at drag races.
Right.
So you could tell why you'd have that kind of... Yeah, she showed me the meth lab over my
head.
I seen it.
Well, and then
the great rides, Jaws and...
yeah, you know, oh, that's the other thing. I went on the Back to the Future ride.
Oh, that ride, I almost threw up.
Yeah, I got instantly nauseated. Because it's one of these rides where they stick you in a car, but the car really, it doesn't move. They just
move.
Well, it moves. They put a big film in front of you.
Yeah.
And then they move the car to the film in front. And I instantly got nauseous.
Ooh.
I had to close my eyes. I bought a...
you pussy.
Like a cowboy hat?
Yeah.
I took my cowboy hat off. I was holding it in front of me. If I did vomit, that it was going to go in the cowboy hat.
I said it out loud, and the two chicks sitting next to me are like, you better not. I was like, man, I'm going to throw up.
I just barely made it. And then I get out of there, and even afterwards... I'm walking crooked, and my wife's like, maybe drink some water. That'll help. Has this ever happened before? And it only happened one time before, and that was on a boat in Cancun.
Yeah, it's similar to that.
So then Emma wants to go to the Jimmy Neutron ride, you know, the Jimmy Neutron ride. So I say, okay, let's go. So we're waiting in line, and we walk in. It's the same goddamn ride. You sit in this thing, and then you watch a motion picture while the car bobbles. And I'm like, oh, Emma, can you do this ride by yourself?
I'm going to hurt.
No, Danny, come on. I can't do it by myself. So I have to get on this thing and almost hurl again. And I wasn't right the rest of the vacation. I was walking crooked and shit. It sucked. Hold on. Before I answer the door, one last thing. What is the only time, John, that you can say to your wife in public, come on, keep sucking. You can do it. Don't forget to swallow. When can you, is the only time you can say that in public and get away with it? When you're taking off in an airplane and you need her to suck the sucker so that her ears don't pop.
Suck the sucker? What are you talking about?
When the pressure changes, when you take off in an airplane, the pressure changes. And you got to keep swallowing something.
Keep sucking? I don't know about that. I never heard that before.
My wife had a sucker, and I caught myself saying, come on, keep sucking. Don't forget to swallow. And she didn't even get it. And I So that's a PSA from John and Scott at Total Talk Nonsense.
And make sure you say it on a crowded plane.
Crowded plane. Well, first, get suckers. It's key that she has a sucker. Chris, you can do this to Daisy on your honeymoon.
Keep sucking. And don't forget to swallow. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Let me get that.
All right. You got it?
I see you took the carpeting out.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man! Oh! Oh! Yeah!
All right. I opened the door and I kept walking, and that surprised Phil.
All right.
I usually open the door and just stop.
All right, Phil.
All right, man. Get your shit together.
All right.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Oh, I got my papers together.
There's two of me talking. I think that was my echo.
Oh, what the hell was that?
I don't know, John.
Shit, the wrench fell off the fucking...
Hello?
Hello.
It's good to be here, John, and I really did miss you two fellows. I wish I could have come on vacation with you. But I'm ready when you are.
Do you know it's Mother's Day, by the way? Did you know that, Phil?
Yes, I did know
that. I spent a wonderful evening with my mother down at the Country Buffet, all-you-can-eat buffet.
Hello.
All right, you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Phil.
Fraud charges dismissed against Limbaugh. Still faces charges of gross windbaggery and vile over-enunciation. Russ Limbaugh will have to submit a random drug test as part of an agreement filed Monday that will dismiss a prescription fraud charge against him after 18 months if he complies with the terms. The conservative commentator will have to continue getting treatment for what he acknowledged is an addiction to painkillers, and he won't be allowed to own a gun. The agreement filed in West Palm Beach, Florida doesn't require him to admit guilt. A charge of seeking prescription drugs from a doctor without revealing that he'd received medications from another practitioner around the same time. Limbaugh entered a plea of not guilty on Friday. His lawyer called the agreement, quote, a common sense resolution, end quote. Next story, John. Almost 1.5 people are run over by trains each day. There are no half people, you say? There are after a train goes by. Next story, John. Professors attempt to podcast entire tax code. Runs out of gas after 13 sections. That's 3,277 short. Tax professor Jack Bondansky's Internal Revenue Code podcast project launched April 7th with audacious goal of making the entire tax code available via podcast through daily recordings of one section per day. Unfortunately, the project has come up 3,277 code sections short. Next story, John. If you do hear a distant sucking noise, it's only Eddie Murphy planning Beverly Hills Cop 4.
No.
Eddie Murphy! Murphy is set to star in a fourth Hill Scott movie, filled with Murphy as cheeky Detroit detective Axel Foley. It's the first in 12 years. Murphy, 45, who shot to fame in the 1984 original, said, "The new script is looking good."
Is that how he talks?
That is, John. Next story. This is stupid, John. Giving alcohol to underage girls. Here's even stupider, John. Being arrested for it. And here's why you end up on TT. And you're a judge. A circuit court judge has been arrested in an undercover sting involving alleged misconduct with teenage girls, according to the statement from the Lubar County Sheriff's Office. 51-year-old Judge Aurelio Urique Ubre is accused of providing alcohol for two 16-year-old girls for whom he visited while they were alone together in a private room. Abreu is charged with driving under the influence, a violation of oath of public office, furnishing alcohol of underage consumption, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and permitting the unlicensed person to drive after he allegedly left the girls drive his car in a prior incident.
I work alone.
His arrest was made by SWAT team members who hid in his house. Next story, John, and I brought this story just for you because you have one of these gizmos, these new... figabajigs. Car thieves find keyless cars easy to steal. Keyless anti-theft device vendors whistle the hopes and hopes no one whistle. I'll just try to continue from there. After you pull into a Starbucks to celebrate with a grande latte and a scone, a man in a t-shirt and jeans with a laptop sits next to you and starts up a friendly conversation. "Is that the S550? How do you like it so far?" Eager to share your converse for a few minutes, then the man thanks you and is gone. A moment later, you look up to discover your new Mercedes is gone as well. Wow. Now, decrypting 140-bit code sequence cannot only disguise the security system and unlock doors, it can also start the car, making the hack tempting for thieves. The owner of the code is now the true owner of the car. And while high-end, high-tech auto thefts like this are more common in Europe, they will soon be starting happening in America. The sad thing is that the manufacturers of keyless devices don't seem to care, John.
Really?
Next story. New Jersey may legalize medical marijuana, tells FDA to suck it. Suck it hard and hold it. Next story, John. High school students pay homeless man to walk naked in school's hallways as senior prank. A senior prank at Huntsville High School went too far Thursday. The halls were noisy on any giving day at the school, but Thursday there was chaos, John. After a group of seniors lured a homeless man in the halls, having him streak for their laugh. Not everyone found it funny. "Some people thought it was funny," said senior Katie Cohn. "I think it was mean, degraded. I feel they made less than human." Homeless advocates agree. "Today it's naked homeless man," said homeless advocate Adlin Bisser. "Tomorrow could be a dead homeless man."
What's your fucking
He point? Said that this behavior is not much different from videos labeled bum fights, where homeless people are paid anywhere from $50 to a couple of $100 to fight each other and hurt themselves on camera.
Damn.
Next story, John. 410-pound man walks from New York to California and loses 100 pounds on the way. In related news, don't touch that weird big smelly pile along Interstate in Iowa. Next story, John. President Bush, quote, "Jeb would make a great president," end quote. President Bush suggested Wednesday that he'd like to see his family's White House legacy continue, perhaps with his younger brother Jeb as chief executive. The president said Governor of Florida Jeb Bush is well suited for another office and would make a great president. "I would like to see Jeb run at some point in time, but I have no idea that this is intention or not," Bush said in an interview with Florida reporters, according to an account at the St. Petersburg Times website, John. Next story. $150-pound catfish pulls fishermen into
catfish?
Water.
Catfish?
Fisherman hits head on rock and drowns. Catfish last seen high-finning his friends and telling them about the fisherman who got away. Next story, John. What a horrible way to die. Oh, I didn't finish the first one, but I'll go to the last story tonight, John. Last story tonight. Because it was a Hungarian fisherman who drowned.
Oh, okay.
Well, he was a 53-year-old Gabor Kamulsli. All right, then. Last story tonight, John. Okay. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, last story tonight, John. Ready? Man charged in dildo assault. No, really. A 37-year-old man remained in police custody Tuesday, charged with violent assault against his former girlfriend. He testified that his only weapon was a dildo. The 28-year-old victim remained in the hospital after suffering a concussion, two broken fingers, and several cuts, according to the local paper. The defendant appeared in a Fjordadane court in the scenic western town of Nufordadin on Monday. He said he was sorry for his actions and attempted to downplay the assault. It lasted 10 or 15 minutes max, he told the court. I didn't hit her with anything other than a dildo. He also suggested that the woman may have had bruises from being before the assault. She doesn't tolerate much because of anorexia, he said, adding that he was sorry for what had happened and demanded to be released. He is instead ordered held for another 4 weeks, and that's the news, John.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Thanks again to Phil McCracken-Whitcomb.
Well, thank you, John. This is Phil McCracken-Whitcomb with AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
All right, then. I got to get going.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Get the fuck out.
I'm going to get there.
All right.
I'm there.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
It won't.
All right. Here you go. Well, we're at the end there, Scott, but I want to read something real quick. Can I?
Of course.
It's about a signing statement, something that proponents of strong constitutional signing statements. Ronald Reagan was one, and George H.W. Bush. But
a signing statement.
Signing statement. A signing statement is a proclamation normally written, issued by a member of the executive branch of a government. Usually,
who would that be?
Well, that would be George W.
The W. Yeah. So the president would write this thing.
Yes. Okay. Usually the head of the branch, which is him. To accompany the signing of a law passed by the legislative branch and generally sets forth how the executive branch intends to interpret and enforce the new law.
Okay, so what you're saying is the executive branch makes the law, and then the executive branch signs this thing that says how they're going to interpret it.
Legislative
branch.
What
did I say?
You said the executive and the executive.
The legislative. Whatever branch makes the law, and then the executive branch says, this signing statement says, here's how I'm going to interpret this law. Okay.
Now, critics observe that George W. has often issued signing statements detailing how the executive branch will construe legislation. Some opponents have said that he, in effect, uses them as a line item veto, although the Supreme Court already held the line item veto as an unconstitutional delegation of power in Clinton versus the city of New York. Now, Bush supporters note that previous administrations had made use of the signing statements to dispute the validity of a new law or its individual components. George H.W., challenged 232 statutes through signing statements during the 4 years in office, and Clinton challenged 140 over 8 years. However, George W. Bush has issued over 500 signing statements containing at least 750 challenges. In the words of a New York Times commentary, and none have used it so clearly to make the president the interpreter of a law's intent instead of Congress,
and the arbiter of constitutionality instead of the courts. One of the signing statements which has attracted most controversy is the signing of the McCain-Detainee Amendment prohibiting cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment of detainees in U.S. custody. This is a quote. The executive branch shall construe the torture ban in a manner consistent with the constitutional authority of the president to supervise the unitary executive branch and the commander-in-chief and consistent with the constitutional limitations on the judicial power. Since under the unitary executive theory, the commander-in-chief has broad authority to use his discretion in interpreting and applying the law regarding the manner in which the president acts pursuant to the executive authority. Some critics argue that the president has, with that statement, reserved the right to waive the torture ban. In other words, it means that he, whenever they pass a law, now he hasn't done, he hasn't vetoed one single bill. He's passed every law, and what he writes on there is, this law applies to everybody else but me.
Because it's how he interprets it.
That's right.
Not a crook. Criminal. Stupid monkey criminal.
And that's what he's been doing.
Well, John, and it's coming out now, I mean, with the NSA and with this wiretapping and phone tapping, and now they're even going after the phone companies because they breached their contracts and they're getting these big class action lawsuits. Finally, people are seeing what a chimp we have because he's at a 29% approval rating.
Yeah, but what's scary was when the initial NSA wiretapping shit came out, two-thirds of the
people said they don't care.
They don't care. But now it's more like 50, and it's getting lower because they're getting, wait a minute. Now it's getting a little crazier here. He wants everybody's fucking phone number?
Yeah, and even in his own, and this has happened before, there's contradictions within his own regime. He's at one press conference saying that we don't troll for phone or whatever the fuck they call it. What do they call it? When they grab all the phone numbers and they look for patterns, whatever. We don't do that. And then somebody else in his administration is saying, yes, we do that, and we can do it because of the guidelines and yeah. the wiretapping act or whatever, yeah. The Patriot Act.
NSA and
Patriot Act. Crap, man.
That's another thing. He signed the Patriot Act into law and says, this does not apply to me.
Yeah, it's and people are starting to see that not only is he an idiot,
and that whole,
he's dishonest.
That whole number thing rings of the phone number collecting, rings of Nazi Germany when they used to have the punch cards and the numbers tattooed on your arm.
Right.
Know where you are, who you're talking to. Yeah, okay, it's not Big Brother, is it? Did Norwell come up with Animal Farm and all this shit?
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, we didn't say that. No, you said yesterday, you said blah, blah, blah. No, no, we never said that. No, we said this.
Yeah, this, yes, we spin
fuckers.
It. No spin zone, John.
But anyways, we're committed to be here, at least try to be here every week to
right.
educate you.
And, to get the, and get our own education and to get the episode 100, John.
Right.
And what else? I think that's about it.
That's about it, yeah.
Right. We're not going to try to miss anymore.
We promise. We're sorry. All right. We got to run, man. Let's take it out with the pod ride stinger.
Okay.
Shall we?
No doubt.
Thanks for listening. John and Scott here, AKC Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're gone. Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers! Yeah. Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com!
Listening to Pod Riot may cause
oily or fatty bowel movements,
increased number of bowel movements,
urgent need and or inability to control
bowel movements that are orange or brown in color,
gas with discharge,
oily discharge,
stomach pain,
irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at KinkySexRadio.com.
You're listening to John and Scott
on Total Talk Nonsense.